Okay, we are starting on page Kufnun Beis, and we started a new siman yesterday. We're in Siman Shinchav Beis, Se'if Dalet. Page Kufnun Beis, Siman Shinchav Beis, Se'if Dalet. Ochle behema, animal food, ein bahem mishum tikkun kli. There's no problem of making a kli out of it, if it's actual animal food. What would that mean? Lefikach muta liktoim afilu b'sakin kash oiteven v'lachseit b'yishinav. You're allowed to therefore cut, even with a knife, a piece of straw or hay and use it to pick your teeth. Since it's animal food, there's no problem of making a kli. Aval, however, kesam, when you're talking about a splinter of wood, She'enoi oichabahim, on page 304, she'enoi oichabahim, which is not animal food, I feel lit like kedei lachsois boishinav, also even just to pick it up and use it to pick your teeth would be yasa, because it's muksa. Okay. More about that in the next fifth, but about making kalim out of food. But Mishnah Berurah back on page Kufnun Beis now. Fifth cotton test. Ochle behema, what's the lima? Dabba shavoy lachile behema, something which is edible for animals. Umashman v'gemara, da'afila ein oimed b'shvilam. And the Gemara seems to say, even if it's not actually, you didn't actually plan on giving it to them. It was just, it's not there, you know, in your store, in your trough, ready to give to the animal. It's just something which is edible. Kegoin eitzim rakim, shayu lahem lachila, like soft wood, soft pieces of like branches and stuff, which would be edible for the animals. Gam kein lo miskaira alehem shem kli, then even that would not be called a kli if you cut it, or do something to it. Sifkan yud, mishum tikkun kli, there's no problem of tikkun kli making a kli, umuta af patiltal, and it's also not muksa. These types of stick soft wood, whatever, soft branches are not muksa. Because once something is edible, it's now usable for other purposes as well. Now, you have to know what we're talking about here. If you don't have any animals in your neighborhood whatsoever, and you don't own an animal, then there's actually, we discussed earlier in Hilchos Muksa that you're not allowed to carry it. Here we're talking about when there are animals, either you own animals or animals in your vicinity. It's motzoi to have animals in your neighborhood. There's sheep walking around, whatever. Then we say that since you could feed an animal with it, therefore it's not muksa at all. But something that when you don't have an animal and there's no animals in your neighborhood, so why would that item not be muksa? There's no one to give it to. There's no animal to give. This is what we discovered when we learned Hilchos Muksa. But here we're talking about when there are animals around that would eat it, even if you're not personally planning on giving it to an animal. You're allowed to carry it. You're allowed to use it. Yud alef lefikach, and therefore you can take a piece of straw, hay, and cut it, even with a knife, to use to pick your teeth. So the Mishnah Berurah says again, Yudal Fichach, yesh, but yesh should save him. There's some that hold. The Dafka could go in there, she'll eat him in menu kli, but trila le shach tikkun kli. That's here, it's only okay because, according to this opinion, you are making it a kli betrila from the offset. What does that mean? We'll see what that means. Avalim metakin kli ha'osik va bedvar oichel, kagon shiyesh nekev b'kli v'noitel chatichas lefes b'choytchil lefi minas ha'nekev. Let's say you already have a kli and now you want to add something to the kli. Right? To take a piece of hay and make it into a kli, like a toothpick, that's okay. But if you already have a kli and you want to come now and add or do something to that kli, you've got a hole in the side of a kli and you want to take a piece of turnip and cut it to shape and put it into fill up to plug up the hole, piece of turnip to plug up your saucepan, then shayach bazeh tikkun kli, then that is relevant to kli because you already have a kli in place before you bought it. That's the run. And according to Nishmas Adam, this would actually be an issur d'oraisa of making a kli or improving a kli on Shabbos. So we must be talking here, according to this opinion, in the Shulchan Aruch, we must be talking about when there is no kli around, you're just taking a piece of hay and cutting it to reduce to pick your teeth. That's okay. Even to use a knife would be okay. Even if you're particular about the size of the toothpick that you're making, the size of the hay, you want a specific size. Ein bazeh, page 304. Ein bazeh mishum chashash. Shum chashash isa machmas mechateich. Kim de devar urhu. Again, just that we find there's no problem of making a kli out of it, so to speak. Also, no problem of the isa melacha of mechateich, of cutting things to size. Again, since it's a food, there's no isa of mechateich. So we've solved two problems, or we've said two heterium in this sif, that taking food and cutting it to make a toothpick would be okay, and there's also no problem cutting it to a specific size because it's food, does not the melacha of machatech does not apply. So the Shulchan Aruch said even to But when you're talking about something which is not animal food, such as a piece of wood, something like that, kesam, right, a little splinter of wood, that you're not even allowed to pick up to actually pick your teeth. Not only you can't shape it, you can't even pick it up to use to pick your teeth. I feel a little loy, but it's a loyma. I feel a natila stam blikatima, also even just to pick it up and use it without cutting. Mashim muksa kasha etim, why? Because it's wood, and all firewood, all wood is basically muksa. It's usually meant for firewood. It's got no use on Shabbos. It's not animal food, and therefore it's muksa. Because shikain im yutzel the katzmaika de lachat lachzeitz by shinav to also mashim shrus. Dehu kein tikkun kli, and for sure to take it because you plan on then cutting it to pick your teeth would definitely be necessary to a bonon of making a kli. But dafke im again says, so there's two categories here: animal food or something which is wide for animal food, just soft, that you can even cut to make into a usable thing, and if it's something which is not animal wide for animals, such as a piece of wood, then it's totally muksa. You can't pick it up, and you certainly can't cut it to shape it to use as a kli. But dafke im yik tepenem a yad. When we said to pick up a piece of wood and cut it to a certain size to use for a kli, we have to draw a bonon. Why is it draw a bonon? Because you're breaking it with your hands. You're picking it up, you're using your nail or whatever, you're using your hands to shape it. Then it's an issa draw a bonon. But to actually, why? Because you're preparing it in an irregular kind of a way. Right, you don't usually prepare kalim by snapping pieces. You usually take a knife and cut it. So if you actually take a knife and do it, if you actually cut it with a knife, whatever it is, to use to pick your teeth or to use to open a door, then that's a malacha deraisa. Because you're actually turning and you're taking a piece of wood and making it into a kli. Why would that not be a deraisa? Right, you're absolutely doing this a deraisa over there, making a kli from a piece of wood. A non-edible piece of wood, so that's the point. Sifkon Yudalat Asa, we said to pick up such a piece of wood, even just to pick your teeth, even though you're not even shaping it, would be Asa. But after Yesh Bezemashim Kvoda Brius, even though you might say that having a toothpick is covered the beard, it's a matter of human dignity. Like sometimes he has meat between his teeth, and it's embarrassing, disgrace that he should walk around with meat between his teeth. Even so, we don't waive the issa d'rabbanan of muksa here for that. Because what you should have done is prepared your toothpicks before Shabbos, and you didn't, so you deserve to be embarrassed. Okay. Therefore, based on this, if a person was invited elsewhere to eat their meal, you couldn't have prepared it over there because you're going to go to that guy's house and put a pile of toothpicks there. You're not expected to do that. You didn't even know you were being invited till Shabbos morning. Now there's no eruv, so you can't take your toothpicks with you. So now you're stuck. You've got no other thing to pick your teeth with. You could actually pick up a piece of a little splinter of wood and use it to pick your teeth in this situation. Why? But in a situation where it would not be embarrassing to walk around with a big piece of meat in your teeth, then there's no kavod habrius, and therefore there's no heter. We don't waive the issa of muksa in such a case. So there we go. Sif hey is the second one we're doing today, the last one. Shulchan Aruch. Muta letaltel adsei besamim. La'riach bahem, or la'nif bahem l'chayle. You're allowed to pick up adsei besamim, like twigs, which are nice smelling twigs, perfumed like they got like spice, whatever, they got a good smell, to smell them, or to wave them in front of a sick person. You're allowed to rub it between your fingers to bring out the smell. Echad koshim be'echad rakim, whether they are hard twigs or soft twigs, it's permitted. Okay, Mishabursif Kontesvav, Mutalatel, you can pick these up, these nice smelling twigs. Because you never take your mind off these things, you never set them aside away from Shabbos use coming into Shabbos because you know you might want to smell them. Sifkam tezayin lechayle. I mean, it's not about you specifically had in mind these particular twigs. Just the idea that people generally don't push out in their mind things they can use in Shabbos, and therefore nice smelling twigs people don't push out their mind. Again, we're talking about detached from the ground or whatever already. Tezayin lechayle. You wave in front of a sick person who are din, leboi, also even a healthy person. It's just the Shulchan Aruch gave like the standard situation where you might do it. But it would apply, you're even allowed to wave it in front of a healthy person, no problem. Yud Zayin, Umoiloi, you can rub it between your fingers. So achleima v'koit my umoiloi. The Shulchan Aruch really should say, or that's what he means, you're allowed to break it off and rub it between your fingers. A melila haina, what's this idea of melila? We discussed it in the past. Shemoiloi benetzboi, sov kadeh lehoitzi reicha. You rub it between your fingers to bring out the smell. Ukatima, nami mishumze, and also that when you break it over here, you're snapping the twig, whatever, you're also doing it for this purpose. Shemakoim hakatima hu lach v'reicho nevz, because when you snap it off, so that area of the twig is now moist and the smell is going to come out better. So you're not, again, you're not here breaking it to shape it like we had in the previous sif. Here, you are breaking it in order to be able, that the smell should come out. That's perfectly okay. V'yiskimu habi achroinim. Many achronim agreed that had the mutter liktoim bekoshim and a dafke biyad v'lebekli. The heter to snap it to be able to get the smell out is when we're talking about hard twigs is only if you do it by hand, but not when you do it with a implement like a knife. After who koitem rak kedei la'riach v'einim echavim klala, so basically even though you're just only snapping it to bring out the smell, you're not trying to make a kli out of it, it's still also, again, if it's a hard twig, you're not allowed to use an implement to do it, you have to do it with your hands. For lekach also liktem ha'adas b'sakin. And for this reason, you're not allowed to cut a hadas twig with a knife. Because the gezeira lest you come to cut it in order to be able to pick your teeth with their chayv, and that will be a deraisa. And now sif cotton yud gemar, as we learned earlier. And when we say that you're allowed to snap with your fingers a hard twig, that's only when you want to do it to break it open to smell it. But if you're actually doing it to be able to use it as a toothpick, then everyone would agree it's asa. Sifkon Yudres, Echad Kashim, and we said this heter applies, again, the snapping to be able to smell, and rub it between your fingers, etc., that is applies to both hard and soft twigs. Echad Kashim, Hainafilu Kashim She'inim Ru'im Klal Lemachabahim, even sticks, these nice smelling sticks that are not at all edible for animals. Afilu Hachim Mutter, Lekatmom, Ulefashech Bahem, Komashi Yudse, Ben, Beshepashech Eitz Godel Oikotem, that even so it's permitted to break it and fashech, and like to pull off like a piece of the twig, or kind of rip it off as much as you want. Whether it's a large stick or a small stick, it's all permitted. But that's what we call there. But this whole heter here is because you are, when you're rubbing or when you're cutting, you're trying to bring out the smell. But also, you're not allowed to create a smell in something. What does it mean to create a smell? To take spices or something like that, or perfumes, and put it onto a garment, or like crush the you know, pepper in a peppercorns in a garment to make the garment smell of peppercorn. I don't know what you do want that, but you want to make your garment smell of this perfume or these spices, and to actually put it into the beged for that purpose, or to rub it, or to crush it in the beged to make the fabric smell. That would be asa. Now that we're already talking about in Shulchan Aruch the idea of cutting and breaking for when we're talking about animal food and twigs that smell. Now, we're going to also branch out now and speak about that was a bit of a joke, and speak about other aspects of the melacha of machatech, which is cutting the size, as we'll see. So this is the last part of the shir. Point number one, Aleph. A machatech, or a person who cuts a skin. I called Davar she'adam machatech or makpel milas, or anything else where a person cuts it and he's particular about the measurements, the size he's cutting. Ben eitz, a mateches, I feel a notice shel oif. And it could be whether we're talking about wood, we're talking about metal, or even if we're talking about cutting a feather to get it to a particular size, that you want to cut off the bottom part, whatever, you want to use it for a pillow. Since you are particular about its measurements, the length, the width, and you're cutting it intentionally in that way, chayev, that will be a malacha d'oraisa of the av malacha called machatech. Aval hachoytech derech hefsed, the person who just cuts in a kind of destructive manner, he doesn't really care about the particular size, he's just cutting anyhow, any shape, any size, whatever. Elashik kemisasek, or kemisachek potter, he's just kind of like, this is the way he's doing it, or he's like playing around, that he would be potter, says the Rambam. Uma yofa ho'ilu lanu hanavim, and how beneficial were the words of the Nevi'im that they said to us, the Chachamein Uzal, and also the Chachamim, the Masha Osulon, Amekach, Amenka, Veshabbos, that we find that the Nevi'im, in the Pesukim in Nehemiah, and the Chachamim prohibited business ventures on Shabbos, transactions. It could be the person who does involve himself in business transactions on Shabbos, he could come to an Issa Doraisa. For example, he's selling a certain type of merchandise, and he's catching a particular size that's needed for the guy who's purchasing it. The chayv mishum mechatech, that would be a melacha doraisa mechatech. So to keep person away from any isum doraisa, business transactions are also on Shabbos. Base. Ein melechet mechatech shayach l'ochlim. The issa of cutting to a size does not apply to food. Kamashu kosam l'eo, b'sif kon yud beis, as we saw earlier. Gimel. Ein melechet mechatech u'dafka b'kli o yafila b'yad. As for the question of whether cutting the malacha d'oraisa of mechatech applies daf when you use an implement or whether you do it by hand. It all depends on the type, the malacha says, it depends on the type of item that you're referring to. Certain things which the norm is to cut it with an implement, then the only way to do a malacha d'oraisa is to use an implement, some type of a blade or something. And the type of thing that you separate it, you kind of break it with your hand to do the malacha of mechatech, chayv gam kein afilu biyad, then to do it by hand on Shabbos will be an issa d'oraisa. So it all depends on the normal way of doing that particular size cutting. Mestaver the issa d'rabbanon yesh b'chol gavni, and even if it's not d'oraisa, it's logical to say there'll be always an issa d'rabbanon involved in cutting to size, even if it's not the normal way to do it. Kamashu kasavim b'alacha as he explains in the b'alacha. Okay, hachoytech kesam b'sakin achsoyis b'shina. A person who took a splinter of wood and he cut it with a knife in order to be able to pick his teeth. On to page Kufnum Gimel, and we discussed this already today. Chayv b'zeh mishim tikkun kli adas harosh. The Rosh would say it's an issa d'oraisa of making a kli, but the Dasa Rambam, Moshe Mechatech, and the Rambam says it's an issa d'oraisa of cutting to a particular size. You're using a knife to cut the piece of wood to a particular size for your toothpick. There should the chayav of the day, Shnayim, it could be the fear of the Rambam, you chayav two melachas, the melacha of Mechatech, we just said, of cutting to size, and also the melacha of making a kli. That's done.